This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Officials in Afghanistan say a powerful earthquake struck a rural mountainous eastern region of the country near the Pakistani border early Wednesday, killing at least 920 people and injuring 600 others. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Cell phone video provided by Afghanistan State News Agency shows victims hurt in a magnitude 6.1 earthquake early Wednesday being treated outside of a clinic in a remote village near the border with Pakistan. The narrator describes a rush of injuries and asks for emergency measures to be taken. The earthquake could be felt at least 300 miles away in Pakistan and India. Images circulating online from Paktika province show destroyed stone houses with residents picking through clay bricks and other rubble and people being carried into helicopters to be evacuated. An emergency official puts the death toll over 900 and likely to rise. The UN resident coordinator in Afghanistan says the response is on its way. Many international aid agencies left the country last year after the Taliban took over, complicating rescue and aid efforts. I'm Jennifer King.
Meanwhile, in Ukraine, Britain's defense ministry said Wednesday Russia is continuing its heavy shelling as it tries to envelop the eastern Severodonetsk region. A ministry statement said it's also highly likely Russia is preparing to attempt to deploy a large number of reserve units to the eastern region known as the Donbas. Meanwhile, the press freedom group Reporters Without Borders says it believes a Ukrainian photojournalist and a soldier who was accompanying him were coldly executed in Russian-occupied woodlands in the first weeks of the Russian invasion. Reporters Without Borders said it went back to the wooded spot to investigate the circumstances of their deaths. The group released its findings in a report Wednesday. This is VOA News. U.S. officials say they're still trying to learn more about two American veterans captured by Russian forces while fighting with Ukrainians. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
They will be punished. They should be punished.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov on NBC's Today Show asked about the two Americans, Alex Drukhi and Andy Nguyen.
They're treated properly, but you have to understand, those guys on the battlefield were firing at our military guys.
Could they be sentenced to death as other foreign fighters have?
I cannot guarantee anything. It depends on the investigation.
That drew this reaction from White House National Security spokesman John Kirby.
It's appalling that a public official in Russia would even suggest the death penalty for two American citizens that were in Ukraine.
Meanwhile, the State Department has confirmed the death of a U.S. citizen in Ukraine believed to be the second American killed while fighting there. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Thailand is facing wide criticism for legalizing cannabis or marijuana before instituting sturdy safeguards against its abuse and has raised doubts the authorities there can do much to stem a likely rise in its recreational use. Marking a first for Asia, Thailand pulled cannabis from its list of narcotics June 9th, making its import, export, production, distribution, consumption, and possession legal. Anyone can now grow the plant at home after registering with the government via a mobile app, though commercial growers still need to apply for permits. Public Health Minister Anutin Charvirakul, who championed the plan, has tried to dissuade people from lighting up for fun, stressing the plant's medical virtues and its potential as a cash crop. His ministry warns that anyone smoking cannabis in public can still be charged with causing a nuisance, fined $704, and spend up to 3 months in jail. Thailand's Medical Services Department Chief Somsek Oxlip, who serves under Anutin, said he is worried that legalizing cannabis without laws actually restricting it to medical use, leading actually to better so many